The question today is, when and where was Paul saved? Now, many quickly say, if I ask that question, well, that's an easy question to answer. Everybody knows he was saved in Acts chapter 9. Well, that's true as far as that's concerned, but let me ask you another question. Was it when he met Jesus on the road to Damascus, or 3 days later on the street called Straight? Now, before you answer that question, you need to examine Paul's own testimony in the Bible. He gave it several times to many different men, and if we look at that, it will help us to settle exactly where Paul went and where Paul was saved. Now, several years ago, as a young preacher, I preached a message on seven reasons why Paul was saved on the road to Damascus. And today I cannot even remember all those seven reasons, but the reason I preached that message was because I'd heard someone else preach a similar message. And I, in other words, and from my thinking and understanding of the Scripture at that time, I thought it was a good, solid message, Bible message that would help others. But since that time, I've studied the Scripture, and so doing, I came across Paul's testimony in Acts chapter 22, verse number 16, where he told about Ananias coming to him and what he said to him, what he said that Ananias said to him in verses 13 through 16 of Acts 22. This is the Scripture now, what God said. The God of our fathers hath chosen thee, that thou shouldest know his will, and see that just one, and shouldest hear the voice of his mouth. For thou shalt be his witness unto all men of what thou hast seen and heard. And now, why tarrest thou? Arise, and be baptized, and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Now you take a careful look at verse number 16. And Ananias, who had been sent by the Lord to Paul. It tells this in the book of Acts, chapter number 9, where Paul met the Lord on the road to Damascus. It also tells about the Lord, what he said to Ananias, as the Lord sent him in verse 9, chapter 9, verse 10 through 12. And there was a certain, a disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias. And he said, Behold, I am here, Lord. And the Lord said unto him, Arise, and go into the street which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Simon of Tarsus. For behold, he prayeth, and hath seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him, that he might receive his sight. Now, and what did he tell him when he come in? Well, Paul told that in Acts chapter 22, verse number 16. He says, Now, why tarrest thou? Arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord. That's verse 16. Very plain. Their sins had not yet been forgiven, and this is on the street called Straight. Now that verse very plainly says that his sins was not washed away. Let me insert there: baptism is not what washed away his sins. It was calling on the name of the Lord. Therefore, by Paul's own testimony, he was saved on the street called Straight in Damascus 3 days after encountering Jesus on the Damascus road. Now, if you'd be honest, we must too admit most of what we preach and practice is due to tradition. The Bible tells us in the book of Colossians, and Paul warns the saints there, as he said in Colossians chapter 2, verse number 8, he said, Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. You see, you may say, but preacher, I have reasons to believe he was saved on the road to Damascus. Well, I want to look at some of those reasons that's been brought to my attention, and some of those same ones I used back years ago before I read Acts 22:16. But we find that Jesus here, and this is the first reason that people say he was saved on the road to Damascus. But in in Acts chapter 9, verse number 5 and 6, he said, as the Lord spoke to him and said, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I'm Jesus whom thou persecutest. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, Arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. And so, therefore, we use that place where he said he called on him as Lord. Well, the Bible does say in Romans 10:13 that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. But, folks, the Lord can be used as a respectful title. In fact, the same Greek word that's kurios, that's translated Lord in Acts chapter 9, is also translated twice in, in John chapter 4, verse 11 and 19, as the woman at the well addressed the Lord Jesus, and she wasn't saved. Well, we know she wasn't saved, and therefore they translated it, sir. It's in verse number 11, the woman said unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? So it could have been as easily translated, Lord, and yet the translators translated that in Acts 9, Lord, because probably their thinking was there's where he was saved. But still, it's a title of respect. Immediately, Paul knew that he was a supreme being as he met him there on the road to Damascus. He didn't have the understanding he needed in all the areas, but he knew he was a supreme being. Now, in verse number 19, again, that woman at the well of John 4, she called him sir, and that Kyrios was translated that. Now, many use Romans 10:13 as a basis of salvation without understanding what it means to call Jesus Lord. The Bible said in 1 Corinthians 12:3, no man can say that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Ghost. That means that the Holy Ghost must work his work of reproval. We call Holy Ghost conviction, and which brings a person to the end of himself, thus working repentance so that individual worked on can repent. Now, at this point, Lord, and I'm talking about when there's a complete work of reproval, at that point, the word Lord is not just a title of respect or just a word, but it's a commitment to Jesus as his Lord, Master, and Controller. That didn't happen to Paul on the road to Damascus. The second reason that people will give of why they believe that he was saved on the road to Damascus is that when he came, he called him brother. Acts chapter 9, verse number 17, when Ananias came to him there, he said, and Ananias went his way and entered into the house and putting his hands on him, said, brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus that appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest, hath sent me that thou mightest receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. And it's true, he did call him brother at that point. And they think it, but many think it's because he was saved, the reason he called that. But Paul in the synagogue in that Antioch addressed those present as brethren, and they were not saved. In Acts 13:26, you can read that. The same thing occurred in Acts 22:1 when he gives his testimony to a multitude of Jews that were not saved. And in other words, he says there in Acts 22:1, I'll just read that one. He says in Acts chapter 22, verse number 1, he says, let me find that here. Acts 22:1, men, brethren, and fathers, hear you my defense that I'm which I make now unto you. They wasn't saved. How do I know that? Acts chapter 22, verse number 21 and through 23 says, and he said unto me, this is what his testimony is still giving to them, and he said unto me, depart, and I'll send thee far hence unto the Gentiles. And they gave him audience unto this word, and then lifted up their voices and said, away with such a fellow from the earth, for it's not fit that he should live. In other words, they wasn't saved people. Now again, he called the Sanhedrin brethren in Acts 23:1, and they were not saved. So his use of brethren was a sense of them as well as himself being a descendant of Abraham. And so Ananias could have called Paul brother for this same reason, being a descendant of Abraham or a fellow Jew. Or he could have done so knowing the Lord was going to save him because of what the Lord had already told him in Acts chapter 9, verse number 15 and 16, where the Lord said to him, to Ananias, but the Lord said unto him, go thy way, for he's a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel, and I'll show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. Well, you realize something there. Whatever the reason, it doesn't matter. But by Paul's own testimony in Acts 22, Ananias called Paul brother in verse 13 before his sins had been washed away in verse number 16. For whatever the reason is. Now, another reason that people say, well, I believe he's saved on the road to Damascus is he had to be saved before he was baptized. Well, I agree with that. And Paul fills us in on what Ananias said. In Acts 22, whenever Acts 9, while Acts 9:18 leaves out the details. In other words, in verse 16, Paul, Ananias said, arise and be baptized and wash away thy sin, calling on the name of the Lord. Paul was saved before he was baptized, and his baptism did not wash away his sins. His sins were cleansed when he trusted Jesus as his Lord and took him as his Lord and called on the name of the Lord. Now, the Word of God will destroy a lot of tradition. I mean, it'll put a lot of tradition in the background, if you please. I have no problem now that the scripture has been opened with me. I have no problem when and where Paul was saved. It was on the street called Straight 3 days after his encounter with Jesus on the road to Damascus. You may ask, well, what was he doing for those 3 days? Well, he was just like our Lord said and described in Luke chapter 14, verse 26 and 27 and 33, when he said, except you are willing to, in other words, hate your mother and your father and your own life also, you cannot be my disciple. And unless you're willing to bear your cross and follow me, you cannot be my disciple. Unless you're willing to forsake all, you cannot be my disciple. Jesus described here that you must count the cost before you'll ever be saved. And Paul tells us about counting this cost over in the book of Philippians, chapter number 3, as he gives us his pedigree, his Jewish pedigree, if you please. He said in verse 4, though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinketh that he hath whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more, circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews, as touching the law a Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. What a pedigree he had. But Paul came to a conclusion. For 3 days he came face to face with the reality of who Jesus was, and he had to count the cost. He knew that what he had inflicted upon the followers of Christ, and some he had killed, some he had put in prison. He was a great persecutor of the followers of Christ. But as he sat there for 3 days on the street called Straight, he had to decide whether he was willing to suffer as a follower of Christ. Was he willing to go to prison? And for 3 days he counted the cost and came to a conclusion that Christ was worth more than all of his Jewish pedigree. Let me say, the only way he came to that conclusion was by the work of the Holy Spirit. And just at the right time, God had his human instrument, Ananias, come by. God, that's God's way. A human instrument must cross the path of every person before they're saved. And therefore he came by. And the count was the cost was counted, and Paul had counted that cost, and as a result, he said, I counted all things lost. I put them all as one thing, all things as one loss. I count it but dung that I might win Christ. And about that time, Ananias said, arise, Paul, and be baptized, and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord. There's where his sins were washed away in the book of Acts 22:16. So he counted the cost. He was willing to pay the price, and he did pay the price. And so therefore, when and where was Paul saved? He was saved on the street, called Straight in Damascus, 3 days after he had his Damascus Road experience. And you don't have to take my word, but you need to believe God's word. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.